One day in the Grosvenor wilderness many years ago, I startled a volunteer trail worker with my use of an uncommon word. In a soft southern accent, he tried to express the yen that had drawn him from Georgia to Wyoming to spend a summer repairing forest trails for $16 a day. Beyond the benefits of passing a season in wild country, he felt an urge towards service. "Volunteering is something you just ought to do," he began. "It's a duty. I don't know. It's citizenship," I offered. He stopped. "I haven't heard that word since I was in the second grade." I nodded. Until the word bubbled into my own conscious mind, I hadn't either. But it was the exact word that we both had been looking for. Citizenship was one of those points on which we second graders were marked, and a category of achievement for which I once earned painted beads from the campfire girls. Back then, it meant compliant behavior and polishing one's saddle shoes before heading to school. The volunteer trail worker and I understood it differently as we spent the day sawing deadfall and refreshing water bars, sweating and laughing and pausing to admire the limestone cliffs towering above a field of wildflowers. How different that workday felt from the one before, when I'd banged for hours at a computer keyboard on yet another budget report. Compared to that cheerless exercise in bureaucratic busy work, this form of citizenship was play. Americans are easily absorbed by the next new mobile device or recreational toy, but sometimes we must return to our source. That the forests will endure to offer their magnificence to upcoming generations is a cause worthy of vigilance and devotion. These United States are blessed by public land, where the beauty of nature and the chance to get outdoors is available to all citizens regardless of social station. Here we experience the enduring wild, and where the wild endures, we touch our deepest selves and the deepest connections we have with our precious blue planet.